Good day, I'm Peter Gay Hodges with the JIS Midday News for Friday, November 17. Coming up, Caribbean governments urge to focus on free movement of labor, cane roads to be repaired, and Labor Ministry exploring new payment options for PATH beneficiaries. The news in detail after the break.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-1830-3. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is urging Caribbean governments to place greater emphasis on tackling the challenges surrounding the free movement of skilled laborers across countries in the region. Mr. Holness says with the increased threat posed by climate change, governments must work to strengthen all aspects of bilateral relations, which will foster increased cooperation and integration. The ability of regional nationals to move from one territory to another, the Prime Minister says, stands to be a vital tool in assisting countries to recover from the effects of natural disasters going forward.
Can you imagine a sustained economic fallout in our sister islands? How will those economies recover if there is not a mechanism, a framework to allow free movement of labor, even temporarily, to help as part of the recovery and relief?
Mr. Holness adds that the discussion on the free movement of labor is also critical to the broader discussion on sparking sustained economic growth for the entire Caribbean region. He was speaking at the opening ceremony for the 2017 International Monetary Fund High-Level Forum yesterday. State Minister in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says the new Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA, will yield greater effectiveness in the handling of reported cases of child abuse. The increased efficiency, he says, will result in more child abuse cases being resolved.
So when you have one fulsome, holistic structure that the same entity is responsible for collecting the report, for action in the report, and for following up, then there's no question in relation to who is responsible. One, there's greater efficiency in relation to the time that it will take because it's no one internal process.
Minister Green was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Samuda, says steps are being taken to repair cane roads across the country. Mr. Samuda says the poor state of the roads is becoming a major impediment in attempts to boost the profitability of the cane industry.
Look at the kind of crop we have. As you turn around, you're ready to reap again. And you can't get the crop out because the roads are too bad for the vehicles to go in and grow. So we are going to fix farm roads. To give the farmers in the industry a fair chance, we have to fix the fair cane roads.
The minister notes that while there is more work to be done, the sugar industry is on track to surpass the $17 million it earned from exports last year. And the Ministry of Labor and Social Security is looking to diversify cash disbursement options for beneficiaries of the Program of Advancement Through Health and Education, PATH. The ministry has targeted an initial 3,000 beneficiaries in this thrust, which includes collaborations with mobile money service providers as a potential option for PATH payments. Beneficiaries in Kingston and St. Andrew who use post offices situated at Crossroads, Denham Town, Bull Bay, and the Central Sorting Office are being targeted under the pilot.
There are some inconveniences to the beneficiaries in terms of collecting the check. They have to go to the post office and stand in line to collect their checks. Then they need to encash the checks, either by going to the bank or using the check at a retail outlet that will take the check from them. Unfortunately, some of our retailers will insist on the beneficiary either purchasing something from them, and some of them do in fact ask them to pay them a small fee. And we are trying to eliminate all of that by offering them this option that is much more flexible.
Marketing Manager for PATH, Marcia Bolt-Williams, in an interview with JIS News. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.